Are you ready to tackle a tricky social issue? Delve into a work of great literature? Get to the bottom of some shady politics? Uncover the secret world of wildlife in your neighborhood? Develop an idea for a new business? Unravel the implications of foreign events? Learn to do something you thought was beyond your ability? Looking for that one project, a problem that really grabs you? Besides all these other questions, the main one is, can I do this? Yes, you can. First, however, let's be clear on what we aren't talking about. Today is the age of the Google expert, whose understanding of a topic comes from one or two Google searches and a quick read through the first few paragraphs of a Wikipedia article or chat with an AI, arming them with a few talking points that pinch hit as deep analysis before diving into some social media or comment section dust-up. This isn't expertise. It's posturing at best. Just as bad is the commenter who answers a question for more information by quipping, "Google is your friend," or some other such dismissal. This response technique often indicates someone with an uneven or faulty grasp of a subject, and definitely someone unaware of the shortcomings of search engines. At the very least, one might suggest some search terms or post an actual link to prove that one has at least tried to research the subject. Google has its uses. It is indispensable for research today, but most people don't realize that it takes time to weigh and assess information, to sift the wheat from the chaff. Reflexively accepting the first or second entry in the search results as the answer is unwise. Search engines only help you find popular sources or sources that can pay to boost their rankings. They can't search on the basis of factuality or truth. At least not yet. Most people also don't know how to get the most out of search engines by learning how to construct their searches and select good keywords. With that out of the way, let's get down to business. Intellectual projects can be intimidating. In fact, sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. Before we really get started, I want to dispense with the common fears and mental barriers that stop too many people from pursuing the life of an active mind. How do you get started? Sometimes all it takes is a little curiosity. Running with the experts. In this whirlwind mix of true experts, posers, and everything in between, how can the average person competently enter or even monitor the conversation, let alone aspire to expertise themselves? An even more intriguing question is, can you do better? It depends. As you enter new intellectual realms, your task is less about becoming an expert than it is about finding, evaluating, and using expertise. It's something we'll cover in a later chapter. For now, let's simply say that it's not as hard as it sounds. It's not often that a single article in a peer-reviewed journal upends a well-established understanding in a particular field. It's even rarer when such an article is written by an eighth grader. In 2002, Professor Richard Jensen of the University of Urbana, Illinois, published an article in the Oxford Journal of Social History entitled, "No Irish Need Apply: A Myth of Victimization." Jensen's thesis was that the stories of signs reading "No Irish Need Apply" greeting Irish immigrants looking for work were a product of the Irish imagination. Jensen wrote, "Irish Catholics in America have a vibrant memory of humiliating job discrimination, which featured omnipresent signs proclaiming, 'Help wanted, no Irish need apply.' No one has ever seen one of these NINA signs because they were extremely rare or non-existent." As Jensen's thesis gained acceptance, with some exceptions, the proof of explicit job discrimination faced by Irish immigrants was in danger of being written out of history.